I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update, this week on your free iHeart Radio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Buzzlers, and welcome to the Buzzler Weekend, where we bring you some of our favorite episodes from the vaults for your weekend listening. Today, March the 30th, is a very important day in history, or at least nerd history. 60 years ago today, in 1964, the National Broadcasting Company aired the very first episode of a quiz show called Jeopardy! It was hosted at the time by TV personality Art Fleming. After Art, the magnificent Alex Trebek took over for many, many years. Side note on Alex Trebek, I never went on Jeopardy! Myself, but I did get to interview Alex for Esquire magazine, and he gave me a quote that I still think about every week to this day. He said, "I'm curious about everything, even those things that don't interest me." So thank you, Alex, for that and for many other things. And now Jeopardy! Is hosted by none other than friend of the Puzzler podcast, Ken Jennings. So in honor of a happy 60th to Jeopardy!, we present you Ken Jennings. Hello, Puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler podcast, the free parking on your puzzle monopoly board. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and I'm here with this week's guest, the legendary Ken Jennings of Jeopardy! Fame, host of the Omnibus podcast, and author of the new book, 100 Places to See After You Die. Welcome, Ken.
AJ, thanks for having me back.
We are honored. And I bet you've never heard this kind of joke format. The answer is, this chief puzzle officer is going to come on now and give you an original puzzler. And the question is, who is Greg Pliska?
Thank you, AJ. And thank you, Ken, for being with us. This is fun having you here.
Delighted.
Now, as AJ did in the setup, everyone knows the Jeopardy! Tradition that all responses must be in the form of a question. So in this game, all the responses will sound like they're questions, but they aren't.
Tricky.
They're all words or phrases that sound like they begin with one of the five traditional English question words: who, what, where, when, why, or how. So here's an example. The reservoir Lake Mead was formed by the creation of this massive structure on the Colorado River.
That would be who? Hoover Dam.
That's the Hoover Dam, exactly. So it starts with the who sound. You understand this intimately.
I feel like I would not accept that on Jeopardy if somebody just said Hoover Dam. I would be like, no, we're not playing your game. Why don't you go home? Alex Trebek didn't do this show for 38 years so that you could try that.
Exactly. But it would be funny to hear somebody try that.
I've often wondered if you just said something in a very querulous voice, if you were like, Millard Fillmore? Like, do I have to take that because it's in the form of a question?
That's a great question.
No.
I, the good thing is you get to decide.
Yeah, but the Jeopardy host should not be deciding vibes. I feel like vibes should be beyond my purview.
Right. The game should be a little more objective than vibes.
Exactly.
Well, here on The Puzzler, we will accept vibes as well as the correct answer. All right. Here's your first one. The 44th state admitted to the Union, this is nicknamed the Equality State.
I was panicking for a second, but luckily, you know, there's 50 states to go through, but there's only, what, five? You said five question words? Who, what, when, where, why?
Exactly.
So six question words. So yeah, you always go with the smallest set. And as I was going through the question words, I realized Y is the first syllable of Wyoming.
Wyoming, exactly. I was curious if you would just know offhand that it's the 44th state or the Equality State. That feels like a fact.
I don't know most of those by number, actually.
But
I just revealed my Achilles heel.
Do you know them by nickname? You know all the states?
I think I know all the nicknames. Yeah. As a kid, I had a book that had all the states and whatnot.
That'd be the kind of fact you'd want to learn. All right, here's your second one. Shape-shifting creature from London featured in a Warren Zevon song.
That would be a werewolf of London. And I guess we're assuming I'm not from a part of the world that says were differently than I say werewolf.
Exactly. Although maybe you would say werewolf also. I'm not sure. Probably.
Yeah. I noticed that on Star Trek, the Klingon guy would often hyper-correct his W's. He would talk about the weapons. Captain, the Romulans are arming their weapons. And I was like, there's no way it's
that's because his IQ is so high. He just cannot resist.
That's right. He just adds the H.
Yes. Okay, here's your next one. South American primate named for its loud cry.
That would be I think we have these. I live near the zoo in Seattle. And if you live a few blocks nearer than us, I think you hear these guys all night. The howler monkeys.
The howler monkey is exactly right, starting with how. All right, here's another state-related one. Nickname for a resident of Indiana.
When you said nickname, I was already there. Because only a few states have nicknames like that. You know, the Hawkeyes of Iowa, the Buckeyes of Ohio, and perhaps, I guess there's Tar Heels, but perhaps most famously, the Hoosiers.
Mm. The Hoosiers of Indiana.
Of, Indiana. Exactly.
All right, we have time for a couple more of these. Let's try this one. Rhyming term for the depreciation that occurs during normal use of an object.
That would be wear and tear, as Lieutenant Worf would say.
I like the pronunciation on these. It's very good. Extra credit for that. All right, and one more for you. South Carolina rock band fronted by Darius Rucker. They had a hit with Only Want to Be With You.
I was a little worried on South Carolina rock band. I did not have one in the chamber. But luckily then you named the front man. Really takes me back to being in college and listening to so much Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish. Excellently done. You know what? I'm going to give you one more because this is a tough one. Not as tough as the extra credit, but I want to give you this one. Surname of the painter best known for Christina's World.
That would be Andrew Wyeth.
Wait, why didn't you do Wyeth? We got Wyeth.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. I'm half Klingon, half human, as you know, AJ. I guess that was my human side, Captain.
Well, I'm impressed, Ken. We covered every imaginable category, and of course, you got them all. So well done.
You swept that category. Nicely done. Thank you, Ken, for coming. Great job. Ken, where can people find more Ken Jennings content?
At Ken Jennings on, I don't even want to guess which social media platforms exist or what they're called when this episode comes out, but you can find me there.
Excellent. As always, there's an extra credit puzzle. Greg, you got one?
I do have one, yes. This is the temple complex in Bangkok, also known as the Temple of the Reclining Buddha.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ken. Before we go, I just want to thank you again. And puzzlers, please don't forget to subscribe to the Puzzler Podcast. And we'll meet you here tomorrow for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.